Gabriel Pelletier is a representative of the Coalition Solidarité Santé, a group that's been strongly opposed to the Chérez government's Bill 33. Hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
Can you explain what Bill 33 is exactly?
Yes, that bill is it's like a step forward to open more to the private sector in our Medicare in Quebec. That bill will allow people to get private insurance for some surgeries, and also will allow to private clinics to open and serve, you know, the people. So you will have like more place for the private sector to get through our medical system, and that's really it's new because it's opening widely, you know, the Medicare system that was really the, you know, the public system right now, and now they open it more to the private sector. Without, you know, resolving all the problems in the public sector, it will be like a, you know, a new parallel system. It's not gonna resolve anything at all.
Okay. Now this came after the Shaoui case in 2005, and the Supreme Court gave Quebec the job of reducing the long wait times for some surgeries. Now, do you think that Bill 33 was an appropriate response to that mandate?
No, it's not an appropriate response at all. Because, you know, what the Supreme Court asked the government of Quebec to do is, yeah, exactly, to reduce the waiting time. And in the public sector, you can do it, you know, and they just have to put, of course, more money at the right place, and also have a, you know, make a better organization in the public system. And they did it with some surgeries that really work well. And their response, totally the opposite. Instead of making a good, you know, putting in place a good plan, you know, making that they're going to be less and less waiting time, they just open to the private sector and say it's an opportunity to say that we should have more private sector in our public health system. And they didn't really respond to the waiting time at all, because what that will occur is that maybe, you know, the doctors from the public system will go to the private system, though that won't help, of course, the public system at all.
Mm-hmm. Now it would be the government that would be paying for those private clinics now.
Yeah, exactly, because what they said is like, let's say you're waiting for surgery for the, let's say for your knee, and maybe if you pass your 6 month waiting time, that they will allow you to get that surgery in the private sector, but it will be the public funds that will pay for that. So it's kind of a mixed system, you know, opening the door that the public fund will help, you know, putting those private clinic in place and allow people to get through that. And that's the worst thing to do, because we're gonna be, you know, paying for our public system, but also we will have to help that private sector. That's a nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Now, what implications do you see Bill 33 having in Quebec's healthcare system?
Well, it's the door open. Now what they're doing, they're going to open it step by step. What they say that the minister of the health minister, Mr. Couillard, is saying that we're going to go, you know, slowly. We're going to open only for three type of surgeries, but I will be allowed just with a decree, you know, not all departmental.
A decree, okay.
Yeah, a decree, and they will allow to open to other kind of services, specialized services, to be open to the private sector. What they do is like opening the door, but when the door is open, it will be hard to get, you know, backwards and close that door. And they will slowly put in place a kind of a new system that will allow private funds to get to invest in Quebec and make sure that they can build, you know, private clinics and all that. And then the insurance will say, okay, those three, it's open now, but will we try to push and do more lobby to open widely? So it will be an interest business to, you know, to come in Quebec. Because the thing is, we have that in the States, and now they say, well, Canada is kind of a good place to open that kind of market, you know, a new market for the insurance and a new market for people who want to invest in the public, in the medical system. and they will allow that to get through. And of course, who's going to be, you know, working in those clinics? It's our own, you know, doctors that we have been, you know, educated in the public system, and they are now working in the public system because there's only a few that are in the private sector. But where are you going to get those doctors? It's going to come from the public sector. It's really like a slowly opening to the private sector, but it will be hard to get backwards and say stop. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say that, but we have to stop it now because it's just opening the door. But when you know when you open the door after that, it's hard to close it.
Right, because it looks fairly small. It's three types of surgery. It's hip surgery, knee surgery, and cataract surgery. But those can be then. What's that extra clause? Can you just talk a bit about that?
Well, they choose those three because those three is, it's easy to do it in the private sector. Already you have private clinics that operate for the knees and for cataracts. And those surgeries is, it's a plus value, you know, for the cost. If you do a lot of those surgeries, you can have a good profit of it. I don't like to say that in for the health. It's not, health is not a market, but it's those surgeries are the one that are, it's easily that you can do outside and hospital.
Okay.
And that's why they choose that. And also it's a part of the health system that you're going to get more and more because we're having people that are getting older. Those surgeries are mainly people that when you get, you know, in age, you have more problem with your hips and cataracts. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you have a kind of a certain amount of people that will need those services. So it's, you know, they do it in purpose to put those three first. You know, when you have a cardiac surgery and all that, it's a heavy surgery. You can't be operated in the private sector right now. You have to be in the hospital. You have to stay there and all that, a certain amount of time and all that. So those cases will stay in the public system, of course, because it won't be, you know, you don't get profit on those kind of surgery. But all the others, small surgeries for hand, for, you know, when you have problems with, you know, your shoulder, and all that kind of surgery that you can make in one day, or, you know, or you have less, you know, stay in the hospital, those can be private or get privatized because it's more easy to do.
So now, if they wanted to, I mean, it looks small. It looks like three surgeries are accepted now. But if they wanted to add to that list, would they have to go to the parliamentary commission and everything?
No, that will be to the discretion of the minister. And that's why we really were against that. And even if the Minister of Health, Mr. Couillard, say in the commission that he won't allow that, he said the opposite when the bill, when he deposited the bill 33, it was the opposite position that now it's going to be just a decree and he's going to be allowed to add more surgeries. And even the opposition were against that. It's a nonsense. It's really a nonsense. And that's what we are fair because it's going to be easy to get to other, you know, services. Of course, it's easy to say the public system, there's too much waiting time. They don't invest, you know, what they have to invest and all that. They don't get more organized in the public system. So they will say, well, it doesn't work in the public system. Let's open it to the private sector. Mm-hmm. And it will be easy for them to add more services, specialist services. And that's the worst thing in the Bill 33. I think it's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Bill 33 was passed last Tuesday night or Wednesday morning through a parliamentary gag. What has the reaction of your coalition been?
Well, we're sad that it passed, but we say also it's anti-democratic. It's been 3 years that they have passed bills like that in December through the closure, and that's a nonsense in a democratic way of, you know, governance. And of course, in health, it's the fifth bill that they pass like that, but they did in the other sectors also. And for us, it's a it's really a non-democratic way of doing things. And we're waiting, Mr. Chari and Mr. Kouya, for the next election, where we're gonna make sure that the health is going to be a priority, and they will have to, you know, answer question on that. And for sure, we will have to make sure that the population understand that our public health is a good one, and we are paying all together collectively, you know, that system, and we have to keep it in place because it's the only one who makes sure that you can have services independently if you're rich or poor or you're healthy or not. It's the good way of doing things, and we all pay those that system, you know, since 35 years now, and we have to keep it public funded and publicly services, because we're going to have a kind of system that we see in other countries, like if you're rich, you can go through, you know, more rapidly and you have more services, and when you're poor, you have to wait in the public system, and that's a nonsense in Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about your coalition? What are the organizations involved?
It's a big coalition. We have a lot of organizations from unions and also community groups that works in social services and health system, protecting our health system. So it's over 50 groups that it's all over the province. And we have also the big unions, FDQ, CSN, CSQ. We have all of them because we have all the employees that are with those unions in the health system. Mm-hmm. And we try since 91 to make sure that all the politics and the programs that are put in place with the different governments, that our system is stay free and public and accessible for everyone. And we can say that those 3 past years we have been working hard, because we have a hard time with that government to protect our health system. It's, you know, we've been through a lot of changes in this system right now, and it's not getting better. That's what we try to make the population notes, that it's not getting better. We have to keep in place what we have, but put it better, mm-hmm. instead of destroying what we have been so hardly putting in place and all that. And I think we still have to go on with that, but our coalition is making sure that we make the population be heard. You know, like there's a lot of people that don't have a voice to express, you know, what's going on. Like we have people that are older people or people that have less money, or they are the most vulnerable, that, you know, that are not allowed to speak and make sure that they be heard by the government. So we make sure that those people can make, you know, their revendication and say that they need a public system. But I think everyone needs a public system. All the studies demonstrate that a public health system, it's the cheapest and the more efficient and the more equal for everyone. Mm-hmm. And the private sector never resolved those problems.
Well, thank you so much, Gabrielle.
Thank you.
That was Gabrielle Pelletier, a member of the coalition Solidarité Santé, who was speaking to us about Bill 33 that was passed through a parliamentary gag last week.